Okay, the boy side. Today's daf is, excuse me, daf kuf dalid, and we're holding about a quarter down the umud. It's about the line begins gufa. It's two or three lines before where the Rashbam begins on the right hand margin. Zokimar, we're going to continue talking about hilchos havdala. Is gufa umr ablaza umr aboshia hapoiches la yifchos mishaloish v'amoisif lo yosef al sheva. What is this referring to? If we go back just for a short moment to Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara quotes our standard Nusach of Havdalah, approximately 7-8 lines from the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara tells us Pasach the Omar. You have that? Yeah. He started saying Havdalah Motzei Shabbos and used the following text: Hamavdu Min Kodesh L'Chol Bin Or L'Choishech Bin Yisrael U'Amin Bin Yoyim Ashvi L'Sheish Yisimei Amasa. And the Gemara leaves out Baruch Atu Hashem Hamavdu Min Kodesh L'Chol. Now if we add up altogether how many Havdolos, how many separations are recited in this bracha, we have Hamavdu Min Kodesh L'Chol excuse me, is one. Bein Or L'Choishech is two. Bein Yisrael U'Amin is three. Bein Yoyim Ashvi L'Sheish Yisimei Amasa is four. Now the Gemara already asked yesterday, four? After all, didn't Rab Loza Omer Rab Oishia tell us that you're supposed to have a minimum of three and a maximum of seven? Vosep is four. That was the Gemara's kashi yesterday. And the Gemara said on the top of the Amud, as you'll see, today's Amud, Amalei v'amar le'tlosa Omer v'le'sheva Omer, you didn't say three, you didn't say seven, you said four. In truth, I said three, because number four was just as an introduction to the final blessing, to the final Baruch Ato Hashem, Amavdu Min Kodesh L'Chol. Since there's a special din, like the Gemara quoted, the Omer of Yehuda Meshmuel, Amavdu Torech Shiyoyma Me'ein Chasima, Samal Chachasim Masoi, when you're finishing off a bracha. By the way, although the Gemara only talks about Havdalah, but the same thing applies generally to brachos. So wherever you have one of these brachos aruchos, a long bracha, when you finish off that second bracha, the words right before that second bracha are supposed to be me'en, similar to the final blessing. And therefore, says our Gemara, since we finish off Baruch Ato Hashem Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, and Kodesh L'Chol is of course referring to the chilik between Shabbos and between Chol and between Sunday, between every day of the week. So that's the difference between Yom Hashvi L'Sheish Simei Amasa. So therefore, of the four, we only count three altogether. That's what the Gemara concluded in yesterday's bat. So once again, Gufa Amrav Loz Amrav Oishia Hapoiches LaYivchos Mishalosh. The minimum should be three. Va'moisav LaYosav Hasheva, but the maximum is seven. Freiti Mar Meisvei. Oimer Havdolos B'Metzoy Shabbosois U'Metzoy Yom Tovim U'Metzoy Yom Kippurim U'Metzoy Shabbos LeYontiv U'Metzoy Yontiv L'Choyel L'Choyel Shel Moed. So the Braisa tells us how many different types of Havdolos we have throughout the year. The one which is of course most common is the one that we make every Matzah Shabbos, and that's the first one. Oimer Havdolos B'Metzoy Shabbosois. And then whenever we have a yontif, when the yontif ends, again we make Havdalah. Umitzoy Yom Kippurim, when Yom Kippur ends, we make Havdalah. Umitzoy Shabbos liyontif, when Matzoy Shabbos ends and yontif begins, we make Havdalah in Kiddush. Umitzoy yontif l'chol shel moed, when yontif ends and chol moed begins, we also make Havdalah. Not all these Havdalahs are the same. Sometimes with a ner, sometimes without a ner, sometimes with psalm, without psalm. But every time we make Havdalah. You do not go and make Havdalah between Matzah Yomtev to Shabbos, meaning if Yomtev fell out on Thursday, Friday, and Yomtev is now ending on Friday night, in the Friday night Kiddush, we don't make any reference at all to the parting Yomtev, as well as in the davening on Friday night in the Kabbalah Shabbos and the Shemoneh Esrei, we also don't make any reference to the parting Yomtev. What's the departing Yomtev? What's the reason why? So Rishbam continues the mashal that the Gemara gave yesterday, where the Gemara was talking about that according to Rav, you first make Kiddush and then you make Havdalah. And the reason is because you want to, actually, it's the other way around. According to Shmuel, you first make Havdalah and then you make Kiddush. The reason why you make Havdalah first is because you want to go and escort the king as the king is leaving, as Shabbos is leaving. That's the Melava Malka, you're being Melava the Melech, as the Melech is leaving the scene. And then when Yontif is coming on, you are greeting the Afarchus. The Afarchus is like the governor. So he's, of course, a much lower madrega than that of the king. So you first say goodbye to the king, and then you greet
like
the Afarchus.
Sorry?
Like our governor. Like our governor. Much, much, much lower. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, here it's the other way around. Here, since Yontif is departing and Shabbos is arriving on the scene, what you would have to do is you'd have to go and say goodbye to the Afarchus, to the governor, and then greet the king. Says Rishbam, nobody's interested in sticking around to say goodbye to the governor if the king is there. If you look at the Rishbam is about 20 lines in, but halfway down these narrow lines of Rishbam, Avaloi memetzoi yontif l'shabbos, the afarchus yoytze, the governor is leaving, that's the yontif, v'amelech nichnas, and the king is arriving, ein derech l'lvoisu afarchus shekol nimshach l'achar amelech. When people hear that the king is in town, nobody's interested in saying goodbye to the governor. Governor, good riddance, we don't need you, goodbye. We all want to spend time with the king. So therefore, that's why we don't go make Havdalah, the matzi yontif l'shabbos. Now all of this is fascinating, but it doesn't address yet the kasha. Remember, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yishai said the minimum is 3, the maximum is 7. The Gemara said meisvei. So the kasha is starting from now. Shteig gets right in the brayse. Harogil oimer harbe. Harogil, says Rashi, is Rishbam says shiboki behen. He is very proficient. He knows the nusach. Remember, it's not like today that people had millions of these printed sidurim or ben shalach that they gave out at chasanis and all the rest. You either knew it by heart or you didn't know it. This wasn't the printing age with the Xeroxing and everything else. So so someone who is rogel, oimer harbe, meaning he can go and say many different havdolois. V'sheinu rogel, someone who is not so such an expert, oimer achas, he should go and say just one havdolah. And that's the kasha. Just one havdolah. We just said a moment ago, the minimum is 3. How does the Braisa say you only say 1?
It's 3, not including the first right finalto to the ending, the conclusion of the bracha.
Correct. So you could have, if you want, 2. 1 plus that final ending. But it's still only 2. And before he said, it's got to be a minimum of 3, which really means 4. Anyways, the bottom line is we have a kasha. Rebbe Elazar Amar Rebbe Yishai says minimum is 3, and this Braisa said minimum is 1. What's going on? Zokti mar tanoi. It's machlokes tanoi. Tom Rebbe Yochanan. Benon shel kadoshim oimer. Benon shel kadoshim is a euphemistic term. We are referring to, it's not a euphemism, it's a pseudonym. This is a very beautiful descriptive title for someone whose identity will be revealed in another line or two. And we'll see why he got this very honorific title of Benon Shel Kedoshim. Today they use the term Benon Shel Kedoshim for someone who is the son or the enikel of a Groisa Rebbe or a Groisa Tzaddik. They say about him, he's a Benon Shel Kedoshim, that he has tremendous ichus. His father, his grandfather, is the chief rabbi of Kushkin Halosh, of Gyundyush, of Ketchkemet. Ah, wow. That's Benon Shel Kedoshim. But we'll see him at Shimon in a moment. Who is this referring to? So Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of the Benon Shel Kedoshim, Achas. He only used to go and say one altogether, one Havdalah. The Nog Hu Om Loimar Shalosh. But the minig of the Oilim was to say 3. Now, what is the answer? He's saying, Tanoi, it's a Machloikis Tanoim. Rabbi Yochanan is quoting for this Benon Shel Kedoshim that it's one. I only see one over here. Okay, it's a minig. But so, what's going on? Rishbam says that since Benon Shel Kedoshim was a Tana, the Noagu Am means that people that lived in the same era of this Benon Shel Kedoshim, they were on the Madrega of Tanoim. If they were Noig otherwise, it means that there was at least one or two other Tanoim that disagreed with Rabbi Nachum Bar Simoi, with Benon Shel Kedoshim, and that's why we have a Machlokes Tanoim. If you look quickly down at the Rishbam, Rishbam says, Harogil Shibaki Behem, someone who is a Baki, he says as many as he wants. But Oimer Achas, the one that's not a Rogil, he only says what? Kashalar Blaza the Amala Yifhois Mishalai, it says one and he said three. Hakasi the Tanoi, the Amar of Yechim Ben Anshul Kadoshim, Vahainu Tanoi. What's the Machlaikas Tanoi? Ben Anshul Kadoshim is a Tana. Menogu am tanoim shahoyu biyamav nechleku olav. Other unidentified tanoim disagreed with this financial condition. V'yoisina am alpian, and the am that did three, it's not because they were ignoring the financial condition, but they were following their rebbes, their tanoim. Hare tana acher. So therefore, we have a machlokes tanoim after all between the financial condition and between nogu am these unidentified tanoim. And as a result, it's taka machlokes whether it's one or whether it's three. The Gemara on the surface is very interesting because it's suggesting that we didn't have anybody until now that made Havdalah on one. Yet yesterday we had in the Gemara, about five lines from the bottom of the Amud, the Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav Hamavdol Ben Koyish L'Choil, just this right. Single Havdalah Zui Havdalosi Shor Rav Yehuda Anasi. Rav Yehuda Anasi, we don't need any greater address than Rav Yehuda Anasi, the codifier of all of the Mishnayos. He was the Gadol Adar, he was the Nasi Adar. If he said one, that's already enough. I don't know why we need to come on to this new brisa with the Ben Anshul Kadoshim. So it's not my kasha. The Tosis is here in the middle of the Amid, where we're parallel to where we're learning. Meisli Oymon Havdolis, Havamat Lassi Merib Yehuda Nasi, Daliel, that he also only made one Havdolis. And the Nichalei the Mifrok Mi Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is just telling a story about Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Here, however, Rabbi Yochanan is quoting a Brisa, the Tana of the Brisa is number one, Ibn Anshul Kadoshim, and the second Tana is Noah Go'am. So that's the Machlokes in the Brisa. So getting back to our Gemara now, so bottom line is, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, as well as Ibn Anshul Kadoshim, they said only one. And the Rabbi Loza Rabboisha, he said a minimum of three. He was paskening like the other Tanoim, the Noah Go'am Tanoim. Man niu ben anshul kadoshim. Who is this ben anshul kadoshim? Rebbe Nachem Bar Simoy. By my currently ben anshul kadoshim, how did he get such a beautiful title? Ben anshul kadoshim. So he yistakel betzurta de zuza. He would not go and even look at the tzura, at the etched out sculpture on the matbeos, on the coins. As we know, in our coins we have, maybe some of you don't know, maybe you're also in the same madrega, but in some of our coins we have a Lincoln, and some of them we have a Washington, etc. He, Rabbi Menachem Bar Simoy, he would not look at the coins. What's the reason why not? So, the Rishbam brings from Masechtas Avodah Zarah, part of the Gemara, and it appears from the Rishbam that he did not have our Girsa, because he just basically repeats what we have in the Gemara. If you look at the Rishbam, Rav Nachum Bar Rav Simoy, Vamrin Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Perek Rabbi Shmuel, Amai Karelei Ben Anshul Kadoshim, Mishem Dol Yistakel, Bitzurta Dezuza. Guess what? That's what it says in our Gemara too, Vamai Karelei Ben Anshul Kadoshim. So you notice right before Vamai Karelei, in our Gemara we have a small little gimel, and that gimel takes us to Maseres Hashas, and he writes in Gimel, Lefnei HaRishbam, Loi Hoya HaGir Sahach V'amai, Ad Dezuz. He didn't have these words, because otherwise, why is Rishbam just repeating it? I mean, I can see it in the Gemara. But what does it say in the Gemara, Masechtas Avodah Zarah? It says, Al Tifnu El Ho Elilim. Elilim is referring to all types of sculptures. And therefore, according to at least one or two Mandi Omrim, not only are you not allowed to look at an Avodah Zarah, but you're not allowed to look at any sculpture that was made by any sculptor, by any artist, you're not allowed to go and look at those, because you're looking at a dmus of something, just like it says in the Torah, you're not supposed to go and make a dmus of anything by Shemayim, of Aretz, etc. Most of us are lenient, because the halacha and the minhag is more lenient than that. We do look at sculptures. However, he, Reb Menachem Bar Simoy, was very, very particular. He didn't even look at a sculpture, a minor one of Lincoln or Washington, on his matbeis. That's the Parshat Pshat Masechtas Avodah Zarah.
Even though these weren't in any way...
Even those who were not intended to be for Avodah Zarah, correct. Mm-hmm. There is, however, another view that the reason why we call him Ben Anshul Kadoshim, because he was so busy with Rochni, so immersed in spiritual items, he had no idea of even what money looked like, and therefore we're trying to go and say how this person was a Kadosh, that he had no feel at all for what money was about. I was learning with my son last night, Ben Tzion. His wife is the einikel of a great tzaddik by the name of the Chimperuf. I will admit he's not well known through the masses, but his name was the Chimperuf. And they said about the Chimperuf, when he came to America, he was so divorced from any reality in terms of money and anything of that nature, that when he went to the mikveh throughout the year, he would give the attendant in the mikveh a dime, and when it came to Yom Tov, he would give him a nickel. And people asked him, why are you doing that? He says, I'm giving a bigger matbeah. I mean, right. I understand for Yom Tov, it's always more, a little bit more expensive, yeah. So throughout the year, I give him a little dime. Now in Yom Tov, I know that it's more expensive, they charge more, so I give a nickel, without realizing, of course, that a nickel is worth less than a dime. Anyway, so that's...
Rabbi Hunan asks you, so he said one, do we know which...
That was it. Yeah, of course, he said Yayin, right. Psalmim, and there.
But then he said,
Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, and he drank.
But I'm talking about, did he say a clause before that?
No, that's the whole point.
No, you have to say, there was one, there was three, we said that was not.
The way we do it, as you know, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, Bein Or L'Choshech, Bein Yisrael Amim, Bein Yom Yishvili Sheish Yamasa, Baruch Ato Hashem, That's considered to be three clauses.
Right, so one I would assume would be just one, not nothing, zero.
So what right. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was busy codifying the Mishnayos. He didn't have time for long brachas. Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol. He sat down and he drank the wine.
That's not even one. That's
that's one brach. When is not one?
No, because not in the way that we defined it earlier.
Shai, what do you? There's brachas that have a psicha and a chasima,
anyway,
and there's brachas that don't have a psicha chasima. It's one bracha. When you say
break, to be internally consistent. But whether it's three, whether it's seven.
But it's not machlokes, three up to seven.
Three up to seven, but it should be at least one.
There is one. Hamavdil Kodesh L'Chol.
Right, but that's not. Those are talking about the clauses before the bracha. All right, I'm not going to.
If there's only one, there's no clauses before the bracha. There's only one. It defaults to one.
What Brother Shai is concerned about is that since we said in the tail end of yesterday's daf, which is in the beginning of today's daf, Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel says a mavdul tzarech shiyoyma me'ein chasima, some of the chasimosai. Don't we have to have at least two?
Yeah.
And the answer to that is, as Barry is suggesting, we're going to see at the end of today's daf, this inyan of repeating me'ein chasima, some of the chasimosai, is only on a brocha arucha, when you have a long bracha. Mm-hmm. If you have a bracha ktsara,
so therefore it's
when you make a shahakol niyab devaro, or you make a bar priya gofen, or you make a bar priya eitz, any type of short bracha, then there is no repetition. You know, I appreciate you helped in clarifying it, and now hopefully it's more or less crystal clear for everybody. So yes, you're correct. So getting back to our Gemara, that was viewed on Nossis, but we have the minimum of the three, which really is the four, like we said, and goes up to seven. And we're going to discuss this now in a little bit more, at a greater length. Sholach le Rav Shmuel bar Idi Chananya Ochi Oimer. Rav Shmuel bar Idi sent the following message. It's not clear to whom he sent this. And in fact, some take out the word lay, but just sholach. It's kind of sent out to the public the following message. The Chananya Ochi, my brother Chananya. Rav Shmuel bar Idi had a brother Chananya, who must have been a great gadol, and he said, "Oimer, he says a Matzah Shabbos achas, only one. In other words, like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and like the Benon Shel Kedoshim or Menachem Bar Simoi, he only says one. Aba, v'les hilchas gavas, but halacha is not like him, but halacha is like we do it with a minimum of three. Om Rabbi Shu ben Levi, Hamavdil Tzorch Shiyoyim Me'ein Havdolis Amuris Batoya. You cannot just go and come up with your own Havdolis, being Mavdil separations. It has to have a Makor in the Torah, where the Torah has referred to it as being Mavdil between one and the other. Azai. Let me ask you a question. Say to Abdullah's Heich Oimer, or Heich, what do you say? And now we're going to go finally, for those of you that have been wondering for the last day or two, what are those mysterious seven? We are going to lay, we're going to now relate all of them, and not only seven, but we're going to relate that there are eight and perhaps even nine. Really? Where? What? Let's see the price. He says, "I'm Abdul Oimer, I'm Abdul bin Kodesh Lachot." That's one. Ben Ar the Choshen is two. Ben Yisrael Amim is three. Ben Yemeshu the Sheish Samasa. On the surface is four, but really that's a parenthetical four because that's really the repeated one. That's the Chasima. We'll talk about that shortly. But let's call it four for the time being. See how number four. Ben Tamil le Tohoyer is five. Ben Yom le Charova is six. Ben Maim al Yoinim le Maim Atachtoinim is seven. Pinkehanim, Levim, Yisraelim is number eight, and of course, Sigmar is going to ask shortly. Didn't you say seven? And we just got through eight. B'choisim, and how? What is the chasima? You are choisim b'sei de brachos. What means sei de brachos? It doesn't mean you have to go and start saying Baruch Ato Hashem, go all the way from brachos Bor Lakim until Asher Bor Lakim Lasseis. That's not what it means. Rather, the Rishbam says he makes a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Soder Bereshis. What's the reason why you would make a bracha Soder Bereshis, as well as V'chirim Oimem B'yoytzer Bereshis? So again, we look at the Rishbam right before the wide lines down below. B'choysim B'seder Bereshis Baruch Soder Bereshis, Shematoy Shabbos, Hischel HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'sader Ma'aseh Bereshis. Meaning that as we know, Adam Arishan was born only a couple of hours before Shabbos, and then we had Shabbos, and now Shabbos is over, and now, basically, if you will, Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel is calling to Adam Arishan and says, okay, now we're back to real civilian life. Until now it was vacation, it was Shabbos. Now we got to start getting ready for normal life. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu is maschil, the sadir masa b'reishis. People got to go to work, people have to go to learn, people have to go to davening, and give them a schedule, etc. Okay, so we're going to talk about that shortly. So therefore the Seder Bereshis means then a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mesader the rules and regulations governing normal society, so to speak. So that's Yoytzer Bereshis and Soyder Bereshis. And then we get back to the Gemara where Rabbi Yois, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Choysen Mekadesh Yisrael. He said that you should go and make a Chasim Mekadesh Yisrael. Vos Epes Mekadesh Yisrael. So if you skip now in the Rishbam to the fourth wide line, Mekadosh Yisrael, Mikol Oilomoy Shiyotzar, Loikidesh El Yisrael. From all of the millions and billions of people throughout the world, the other 2 billion Chinese and 1.5 billion Indians, etc., etc., the only folk that the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mekadosh special was Klai Yisrael. Because since Klai Yisrael are the only ones that are imbued with a special Kedusha, and because the Kedush Baruch Hu gave them the tremendous matana called Shabbos, and they are Mekadesh the Shabbos, so Kedush Baruch Hu, in recognition of Klai Yisrael that has made Shabbos such a special event, they're the only ones, after all, Akum Sheshavas Chayim Misa. So therefore, Shabbos is our matana Kedush Baruch Hu gave us, so Kedush Baruch Hu, in recognition of that, Kadosh Baruch Hu taught Chazal, or he imbued Chazal with the wisdom that they should go and be Mesak and the Bracha Mekadosh Yisrael. Now, this, it's interesting. Normally, when we use the term Mekadosh Yisrael, it's on Yontem Mekadosh Yisrael Vahmanim, and part of the Kavana there is that Klal Yisrael are the ones that Mekadosh it by deciding when the Yontif, when the Chodesh is, and then ultimately when the Yontif is. So we're part of the Kedusha process. Here, it's a strict Kadosh Baruch Hu says, my Klal Yisrael, they are Kodesh. Kodesh Baruch Hu sanctified them.
We're the Chetzah, as it were. We are the Chetzah, not the Gavra.
Okay, good. We are Am Segula, we're the Mamleches Kohanim, the Goy Kodesh, and therefore Mekadosh Yisrael, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh us, and therefore we thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, bless the Hashem, that is Mekadosh Yisrael. Fine. Why don't we say that? We'll wait another few lines, we'll get to it, and we're going to see something fascinating in Mietz Hashem. But in the meantime, we've finished the Braisa, and the Braisa said that there are eight all together. Freit Imar, Vim Isa, if you're telling me now, what is the Kasha? Remember we started, Rabbi Shuben Levi said that all the Havdolos that we say in Havdolah have to be Me'en Havdolos Amuris Batoira. You have to find some biblical source to go and show, oh, Havdolah. I got a big problem over here. Among the eight that we listed, we have Ben Hayom Lecharova. Where does it say ben ayom lecharava? Freitim of him isa. If you hold like Rav Shulman Levi, ha ben ayom lecharava leksivim behadol. Look in the Chumash. Look, for instance, in the Sheshes and Mebreishes, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the yam lecharava. It doesn't say anything about the yavdel Hashem ben ayom lecharava. So the choyer, where does this come in? Says you want, you have a good point. Sam mikan ben ayom lecharava. Take out taka these words ben ayom lecharava, inappropriate, and we're now down to seven. And we'll continue on the seven in a moment. Where does it say all the other havdolos in the Torah? So here is where Rishbam fills in the blanks. If you go to the first wide line where we stopped off before, the kulu hanach ksivi, all of the seven other than the one that we just omitted, that we deleted, all of them are written in the Torah with a lashon of havdolah. Where does it say? Ulahavdu ben hakodesh uben hachol uben hatomei uben hatohor. Now, where does this pasuk appear? This appears at the very end of Parshas Shmini, before we begin Parshas Kisazria. It says ulahavdu ben hakodesh uben hachol uben hatomei uben hator uben hachaya necheles uben hachaya shaloi seyochel. Like you find in the Torah. So these two are mentioned beforeish, and then it says vayavdu lekim ben haor uben hachoshech. Where is that, of course? That's, of course, in Bereishis, where the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, and he made Or and Choshech, V'yavdol Lekim, and Or ben Choshech. And then it also says, V'yavdol ben Hamayim, Hashem Yitachas L'Rekiyah, ben Hamayim, Hashem Yal L'Rekiyah, V'goymer. And it is another, V'yavdol Eschem, and O'amim, Lio Yisli. So you see that each time there's a Lashon of Havdolah by these specific Havdolahs that we mentioned among the seven. Havdolah the Shabbos, interestingly enough, Loik Siva. The word Havdolah by Shabbos, it doesn't say Befeish in the Torah, which is of course ironic, because we're trying to say that the Havdolah that you say in Matzah Shabbos, those should make reference to the Havdolahs that we find in the Torah. And the whole purpose of Havdolah is the Mavdil between Shabbos and between Choyl, and we don't find a special word Vayavdil Elkim Ben HaShabbos Uvein HaChoyl. So Havdolah the Shabbos Leksiva Demein Chasima Chashiva LeKamon. This is what Daniel brought up before, that Professor Shai, Brother Shai, was talking about at some length, that Barry responded to, and that is that we say, Bein Yoyim Ashvi L'Sheshi Semei Amasa, even though those specific words we don't find in the Torah, but that's really not counted as among the Chasimais, but that, or among the Havdolais, it's only meant as the Chasima, the introduction to the final bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem. Therefore, it's not counted. Why then is it not written at the end? In other words, what the Rishbam is asking now is a very straightforward question. If you're telling me, going back to this list of seven, that the reason why we don't need a specific posik to identify because that's the chasima of the bracha right before the Baruch Atah Hashem. In my list, it didn't come out as number 7 or 8. It was number 4. Going back to the Brisa, Sayyid Abdullah Sheikh, Hamad ben Kersh Lachal is 1, Ben Or Lachosh is 2, Ben Yisrael Ham is 3, Ben Yom Yishri Lashay Samas is 4. And by the way, we don't get to the Baruch Ato Hashem for another 3 or more. We go Ben Tamil Tor, Ben Yom Lacharova, Ben Maim Al Yom Maim Atachtoy, Ben Kanulila. And then finally, Bechoys, and then he comes to the final Chasim, Baruch Ato Hashem. So this doesn't come at the end, it comes in the middle. And you're telling me you need it for the chasima. Says Rishvam, Dusan Nishkefelech, by the way, Choshev Lola B'Soif, the reason why it is not enumerated at the end of the 7 or 8, Mishum Zalagabi Sholish K'toni Lo, because this Brisa is trying to cover the waterfront, the minimum of the 3 and the maximum of the 7, that Chilei Ovid, El Sholish Avdolos, what happens if you only say the first 3 and you don't say the entire list of all the 7, Kamalos, Samach L'chasima, and then you take insert it as number 4, meaning after the first 3. But Einachanami, if you happen to be one of those that has the minig that says every Matzah Shabbos all 7, then in fact that fourth one you would put at the end, the one that we just said now, the Ben Yom Yishu L'Sheish Masa, it wouldn't be in the middle, it would be the end of the long list that we just recited. Fine. But now remember, we had altogether 8, and we took out 1. Why did we take out 1? Because Ben Yom L'Charova, there is no source for that in the Torah, a Lashon Havdalah. Don't we have the same problem that there is no specific Vayavdo binir meshvi l'sheshes me'am asa. So now we already answer me'im chasimahu, like we have been speaking about for the last minute or two, that that's really not counted, it's just me'im chasimah. So for tomorrow, if you take that out of your original list, we started off with 8, we subtracted 1, b'niyam l'charava, now we're subtracting another one, now we're down to 6, it's batzer chada, v'lek eshela. You said from 3 to 7, it's only 3 to 6. Eftimar Amri, that final one of bin Kahanim, l'levim, v'yisraelim, that we counted as 1, you really have to count that as 2. And in fact, we didn't mention in the Rishbam at all where the Havdalah is by the Kahanim Levim Yisrael. Oh, that's what we're going to have now. And we can't leave Yisraelim train me the Ninu. How is it to? Bein Levim Yisraelim, the Chassid, it says in the Pasuk by Esi, Hivdil Hashem Shevet Alevi. Oh, so Shevet Alevi was different than Gan's Klai Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu selected them from among all of the nations. So from all of the tribes of Klai Yisrael, all the Shvatim. So that's Levim Yisraelim. What about Ben Kahan Levim Dechsiv? Now this is not a pasuk in the Torah, it's a pasuk in Divrei HaYomim. B'nei Amram Aaron U'Moshe V'yavdel Aharon L'Hakdishoi Kodesh Kadoshim. Oh, so we see that Aharon was separated from Moshe in the sense that he got the Kedusha Kodesh Kadoshim. He was the Kohen Gadol. He was the first of all the Kahanim. Yeah, there's a Chazal Moshe Beinu also. Shai. But anyway, bottom line is Aharon took over the kahuna. Moshe Rabbeinu represents the rest of the Shevet HaLevi. So there's Havdalah between that as well. Oh, so we do have in fact 7 altogether, because that final one of the Kahana Levim Yisraelim don't count as 1, you count it as 2, because there's a chilek between Levi and Yisrael, and between Kohen and Levi. Fine. Mechtem Haichotem, how do we end? What's the Chasim Baruch Atah Hashem? We all know we are Mavdil, like we'll see in a moment, like Shmuel, but Rav Omer Mekadesh Yisrael, Ushmuel Omer HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chayil. So we do like Shmuel and not like Rav. But surprisingly, the Gemara says, Layat Allah Abaye, V'yisimer of Yosef, Ahad de Rav. Wow, Layat is a Lashon Chas Hashom of a Klala. They're cursing, you curse Rav. After Mekadesh Yisrael, these are beautiful words. Why would they curse them? And I looked in Rishbam, silent. I looked in Toises, silent. But we have the benefit of Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horovitz all the way in the back of the Gemara. And I'm not going to even go and tell you what he says until we look at it, because it is astounding. And then you'll understand why, in fact, you don't find in the Rashi, in Rishbam, and Toises, and everywhere else. So we have to look all the way in the back, where it says, Hagoyes V'chidushim. And we're looking for Daf Kuv Dalid. Daf Tzadik Beis in the Goyis Revolution. Thank you very much, Mandy. Did you find the shtickle?
Third piece
from Tav. I'm sorry, light. Oh, Kuv Dalid. Thank you.
Yeah, where?
Oh, Daf Tzadik Beis. Tzadik Beis. And it's the third from the top. Shkoyach, Mandy. Where it says, light. I'm going to share this with my very, very dear friend, Ed, who just came back from Eretz Yisrael. Pleasure having him here. Light Allah Abaye, the singer of Yosef, do you have that?
Not yet.
But you're on the way.
What is this?
These are Hagoyis Chidushim, meaning short commentaries from many, many different scholars over the generations. Have you been able to find it? Sorry, please.
Wow.
You have to keep on going. You know, I don't think you have it yet.
Okay.
You need one of these thick Gemaras.
Okay.
But I'll be happy if you want to come over and yeah. Look in together with me. Oh, Mendy's going over. Ah, Messias
Nefesh.
Traveling all the way over. So, what does he say? Light alo abaye.
That's right.
Okay.
You have that?
Yeah.
Mitnei haminim, because of the apikorsim, or minim is referring to the early Christians, mi anche yeshu notri, mi talmidi yeshu notri, shemekachin oisayon, which is oisayon?
Sunday.
Ulahachili omar. Ah, so what is he saying now? The minim were now using the text of Rab Mekadesh Yisrael to say, Mekadesh Yisrael.
We're Yisrael.
We Yisrael, just like Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, we are being Mekadesh this day, Sunday, to be the holy day. You think that Shabbos is the holy day. The real holy day, that's on Sunday, Mekadesh Yisrael. Or, Baruch Atah Hashem. Hashem has now declared, forget about the Jewish people, Chas Hashem, forget about Shabbos. From now on, Mekadesh Yisrael, we're being Mekadesh. The Sunday is being the special Jewish day for rest. And that's why, light alone, Rab, that's not good. People are going to, yes, listen to.
Are we attaching it to Minim are now saying that Yisrael is Mekadesh? We said before Yisrael became Mekadesh Yisrael.
Right, Gavrin Chetzer.
Right, now it's Mekadesh Yisrael. We're saying that the Minim are suggesting that their Yisrael or Yisrael's Mimikadosh them.
It could be any one of the foregoing.
Okay.
That they are the new Yisrael, or that Hashem has said, forget about Shabbos, now Sunday is the real, maybe that Oysir Ish, that he is the real Mikadosh Yisrael, that he is the representative of the Jewish people. Who knows?
Could you finish translating the...
I'm going to. Okay, not done yet.
Okay.
So that's the first part. Now what's bothering now Reb Lozem, Menachem Haaretz, Moshe Haaretz, is if you go back to our Gemara, when we said Mekadosh Yisrael, Rav was not the Mekadosh, he wasn't the author of this. The one that was Mekadosh, it was at least one or two generations before, that was in the end of the Braisa. Right? In the end of the Braisa, we had a three-way Machloikis. B'choysim b'seder Braishas, b'cherim oim b'yoytze Braishas, Reb Yosef Yehuda oimer choysim Mekadosh Yisrael. So therefore Rav was just following in the footsteps of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. And in fact, if you look at the Rishbam, three lines from the bottom, Rav on the Kaddish Yisrael, ki Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So why weren't they layat Allah on Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? They should already have been cursing him for making this standard text of Mekaddish Yisrael. It says now, Rabbi Lozem Moshe Horowitz, ulahachi li omar ad Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, she'oz li pokru adayin. At that point in time, the minim were not poiker. Uh-huh. Poiker means to go and preach apikarsis. At that point in time, historically, they didn't have the power, they didn't have the chutzpah,
the numbers.
They didn't have the numbers.
They weren't organized.
They weren't, whatever the reason was, we didn't go on. But the point is, at that time, this was not a concern. A generation or two generations later, this became a concern. And therefore, from now on, they said, it was good until now, but now the Olim is going to make this terrible, terrible mistake. The minim are going to mislead everybody, and they're going to tell everybody that Sunday is the holy day. Stop it! It could very well be that Rajbam said this pshat or the Rashi, and the censors took it out in this way. That's why we have to have the Blozer Moshe Horowitz to go and disclose it and reveal it for us. It's a good man, do you?
Sorry, the Blozer Moshe Horowitz is from
Pim.
Son-in-law, quite famous, Kartnima.
Oh, very nice. Shkoyach Mendi. Oh.
This was either maybe in
1800?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I wrote about
most of these scholars in the back are most of from the 1800s. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara.
They cursed Rav, or they cursed what Rav said, right?
Light the law by him, maybe what he said. Maybe.
Could be. I don't think they were cursed, but they wouldn't have cursed Rav.
This is Nagus, this custom of Rav, maybe custom. Maybe it's custom.
Okay.
Rav could be. Kind of a pilot, Rav.
Yeah, right, he was a holy man, but okay. Anyway,
he was,
but
he was of the holies.
So yeah, the holies of the holies.
It's interesting, it wasn't until in the Roman Empire when it became the Christian became state religion. Until then, the Christians used to observe Saturday as their Shabbos, and it was only then when it became a state religion that they institutionalized Sunday, and they made it prohibited. The Roman government under Emperor Constantine made it prohibited for Christians to observe Saturday. Mm-hmm. So that is historically, because that was around, I think that was the year 325 or so. Mm-hmm. So that would accord, because Rabbi Yehuda was Rabbi was around year 200. And Abaye and Rava were much, much later, so it actually makes sense in terms of the timeline as well.
This goes all the way up to modern generations. What do I mean all the way up to modern generations? In my yeshiva in Ber Yaakov, our Mashgiach, who was a very well-known tzaddik, Reb Shlomo Volba, Zatzal, who wrote several svarim, Ali Shur and others, which is considered to be by all the Bali Musha today as a major Sefer Hadracha and Sefer Musar, and he was very great, Erchid. He started off differently. What do you mean he started off differently? You may have heard of Dr. Manfred Lehmann.
Sure.
Dr. Manfred Lehmann himself, who passed away about 15 years ago, whatever, 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
He's writing in the Morning Journal, the Morning Journal.
He was a very brilliant scholar and very great advocate for Eretz Yisrael, and he used to go and put in full-page ads against the Vatican in the newspapers because they're holding back all of our Jewish writings. Yeah. Anyway, long story short, Dr. Manfred Lehmann was one of the initial Talmidim of Reb Shlomo Volba in Stockholm during the war years. Reb Shlomo Volba was born to a very, very modern Jewish family. The father was a professor of ancient languages in university. And he was the president of the Sonntagsgemeinde. What means Sonntagsgemeinde? Gemeinde means community, synagogue. Sonntags is Sunday. He was more reformed than the regular reformists. This was a reform Reform Jewry that I don't know whether they made bar mitzvahs for dogs, that I can't speak to, but what they did do was they instituted that Shabbos is now going to be on Sunday. So they went to the shul, quote unquote, the Reform Temple on Sunday, and that's when they made their Shabbos. And just to go and show you that this is not just early Christians, but even in modern times. And Reb Shlomo Volba was one time traveling with his father. So I know all of this because Dr. Manfred Lehman told this to us, because he was one of his first talmidim, that Reb Shlomo Volba's bris took place after his bar mitzvah, just to give you an idea. And that, how did he become frum? He was traveling to with his father and skiing or some other type of and going in. His father lived in Germany. However, they were traveling in Switzerland, in Montreux. Montreux had a famous yeshiva at that time, and they were passing by the yeshiva of Montreux, and it said in it, Talmudische Hochschule. Hochschule means, like, we would say high school, but it was intended as university. So Talmudische Hochschule means a Talmudic university. So the son asked the father, what is this all about? He says, well, these are people that are studying ancient Jewish texts. So Reb Shlomo Volba said, would you mind if I took a peek in and take a look? No, by all means. Anyway, he had a good Yetzer Tov and said, he drew him into this. And he went to his father. He said he'd like to learn the Talmudische Hochschule. And his father, being a great professor of the of these ancient languages, said, sure, this will be up his alley. He'll learn the ancient Torah, and we'll be able to study together b'chavrusa. Sure. So he let him go to that yeshiva. He was a very, very bright young man, so within a short period of time, the Rosh Yeshiva said, we have no room for you anymore. He sent him to Kamenetz, and he learned by Rav Bochbel, and then he visited the Mir, and he became a Talmud Rabbi Yeruchim, and then he was Oyel Gdul, and he became a great, great Gadol. Anyway, the only point of trying to bring this to the fore is to let you know that this idea of transferring Shabbos to Sunday, this was the Mekadosh Yisrael, that they had to be liable to law to vigorously censure and criticize and curse that Chas V'Shalom people should not be misled.
Was that the son passed away? Was that a Jamie?
Yes, Dr. Manfred Lehman's son, Jamie, passed away. He was absolutely brilliant. Oh, what a brilliant young man. And he passed away never at the age of 28, 29 years old. Anyway, and we continue on.
Usually it's like Allah. Allah not usually is...
I understand they're not lay. It's Allah.
Exactly. So it's not on a Rav, it's on the Maisa.
Yeah, could be.
On the Minig.
On the Chefs and on the Gafra. Exactly. Right? Fine. So having said all of that, let's continue on the Gemara. Look to Moriyat Vaita, the first of the wide lines down below. Tana Mishmei Rishua ben Chananya Kol Achoisim Mekadosh Yisrael Amavu Because Lachol Marichim Yomav Vishnoisev Rishua ben Chananya wanted to go and make shalom between Rav and Shmuel, and therefore he said, you know, do both Mekadosh Yisrael of Rav and Amavu Because Lachol of Shmuel. And if you do that, you'll get a richas yom b'shalom. However, the Gemara says it was very, very nice. But let's look at Lamaisa. That's not the halacha. We only do the second half like Shmuel. Ula ikla Pabadisa. Ula arrived in Pabadisa, and Ula was considered to be one of the great sages, one of the great gedolim of his generation. So Omale Rav Yehuda le Rav Yitzchak Berei. Rav Yehuda said to Rav Yitzchak, his son, you know what? I would like to know, how does Ula say Havdolah on Matzah Shabbos? For some reason, Rav Yehuda himself could not go. Maybe he was the leader of his congregation, of his community. So he said, Rav Yitzchak, I want you to go with a pretext. Zil amti le kalkola deperi. On Matzah Shabbos, right after this man, go and bring him a nice basket of fruit, and you'll go and show him, I'm selling you shlachmunis during the year, it's very nice, blah, blah, blah. And once you're there already, you'll be able to stick around for a couple of minutes. V'chazi and see, observe, heichi avdu, how does Ula go and make Havdalah? Rav Yitzchak, for some reason, the Gemara doesn't tell us why, loy ozal, he himself did not go. But instead, shodale l'Abaye, he, the son of Rav Yehuda, meaning Rav Yitzchak, went and asked Abaye to act as his shliach, as his representative, to go and hear what Ula, how he made Havdalah. When Abaye returned, how did Ula make Avdola? He made the bracha like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and like Rabbi Menachem Bar Simoi, the Benon Shul Kedoshim, Baruch, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekin Melcholim, Hamav Mikorish Lachol, Omar Vesuloi, and that was it, boys. Nothing more, nothing less, just that one liner. Also the Kamidavua. Now Reb Yitzchak goes in front of his father Rav Yehuda, and father asks him, "Nu hechi Omar, nu zokt mir, how did Ula make Avdalah?" Amalei, so Reb Yitzchak went and confided in with his father, and he conceded, and he said, "Anoliyazli, I have to tell you the truth. I myself did not go, but Anoshadris Labai, but I sent Abaya. The Amalei and Abaya told me authoritatively that he only made the bracha Mavda Mikodesh V'Chol, and that was it." The father was not happy with the son, and Omalei said to his son, "Rav Rivanusei Demar, Misarusei Demar, Gormalei Lamard Leitemash Maite Nipume." What you have done is, as a result of Rav Rivanusei. Rav Rivanusei here means because you were arrogant and because you were pompous, as well as Sarusei. Sarusei is a Moloshan of Sarora. Zrora means that you showed your power and showed your great abilities, and that's why you took Abaya and you sent him like your shekingel. You went and sent him like your shliach. Who are you to go and send Abaya to go? You should have gone yourself. So it's because you were arrogant and because you wanted to go and show your power and authority. And you sent Abaya. What you've caused for yourself is to leitemish maitemi pume. We're never going to repeat this shtickle Torah in your name.
Wow.
What does that mean? So Rashi or Rishbam over here tells us the famous saying of Chazal that when a person passes away, la'achar mevi esrim, and you repeat a shtickle Torah in his name, sifsoisav doivavois bekever. If you look at the Rishbam, the fifth wide line, leitemish maitemi pume. Rav Yitzchak, we're no longer going to say in future generations that Rav Yitzchak observed Ula and Ula said a mavda mikodesh v'chol. We're going to go and repeat in the name of Abaya. V'yomrinan, and we have that famous Gemara in Yevamos called Talmud Chacham she'oimen dvar shmua mipiv. When a Talmud Chacham has passed on and people are repeating his shtickle Torah that he said during his lifetime, sifsoisav doivois bekever, and then it's as if his lips are mumbling and are uttering words out from the grave. And because you refuse to go on the shlichus yourself, we're never going to repeat it in future generations. In your name, we're going to repeat it in Abaya's name, so you're going to lose out on this tremendous segula or schus of sasoyf sasoyf v'spekev. What you see in this Rishbam is something interesting. When I was learning yesterday with Mordechai Marcus of the Koil, so he said, you see something from this Chazal, that it's not only the original author that gets sasoyf sasoyf v'spekev, but if you have someone, bizman hazeh, repeat something in the name of someone else, it's also sifsoyis of doivois bekever. Why? Because it was Ula that was the one that is koveya the halacha in this story of Baruch Hamavdim Mikodesh V'Chol. Abaya is just the innocent observer, the reporter, and nevertheless says Rav Yehuda, he's going to get the credit in years from now that people are going to repeat in the name of Abaya. So that's why it's so important, even Bizman Hazeh, to go and repeat halachas in the name of great Rabbanim, so that La'achar Meveserim, people say, oh, Rabbi Smith said in the name of Rabbi Rav Moshe Feinstein. So you give credit not only to the original author, but even the reporter also gets credit. And perhaps that's the reason why you find in the Gemara often a long line of great rabbis. We had already yesterday, we had three or four lines straight, where Omer this, Omer this, Omer this, Omer this. You wonder why on the top of, we had, on top of Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph Lamasha, we had on the fifth line, Sholach Lei, Kach Omer Bishmol Bar Reb Yoisi, She'omer Mishum Ovid, She'omer Mishum Reb Shua Ben Chananya. Well, why do we need to go? He said, and of course, this is quite frequent throughout Shas. So apparently, on each one of them, you got this Brach, this Skula of Soizim Bekever, if you're in the line of the tradition of repeating the Shtekel Torah. And now we're going to get back to what Brother Shai was talking about at the beginning of this of the Limud. Meisvei kol habrachas kulan peisach bebaruch v'choisin men bebaruch. As a general rule, all brachas start with a baruch and all brachas end with a baruch. But before you get too agitated and excited, says the Braisa, but there are four major exceptions. And these four major exceptions cover about 90% of all brachas. What are the four? Chutz birchas mitzvahs, ubirchas ha-peirois. That's on one side. Ubrachas mucha l'chavita, ubrachas achronish b'kriyishma, that are on the other side. What do I mean on this side or on the other side? So says the Braisa, shiesh men peiseach b'baruch, the ain choisim a baruch. Some of them start but don't end with a baruch. The yesh ben shechoisim a baruch, the ain poiseach a baruch. And some end and don't begin with a baruch. And therefore, going through the four categories that we had again before, we had chutz and birchas mitzvahs for birchas apeiros. These are two that are poseach b'baruch, ve'inam chos b'baruch. We start off baruch atah Hashem with the kenu melech ha'olam. We start off with the bracha, and then we say b'birchas mitzvahs. Rishbam says, for instance, le'ishate patzitzo she'kicham mitzvahs v'tzivanu le'ishate patzitzis she'kicham mitzvahs v'tzivanu v'niach tefillin aletilas lulav, etc. But we don't end off with another bracha at the end. So if you're wondering, where do we start with a bracha and we end with a bracha? Well, you have, for instance, you have
Al-Mechia.
Oh, very good. Very good, Raya. We all say every single morning
brachas, the last one of the bracha.
Let's talk about the first bracha of Yotze'ar. Bracha to Hashem, l'kinim el-chol, Yotze'ar, v'r'choshech, Hashem, z'kol, ha-meir l'oretz. And it goes on for another page or two, in Kaddish, 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 Baruch. Now we end up, bracha to Hashem, Yotze'ar. That's all one long bracha. So we started with a bracha, and we ended with a bracha. The reason why by the birchas mitzvahs that we just recited, or the birchas apeiros means like a bracha that you make on fruit, or shahakol, or any one of those brachas, is because they are very, very short, and it only has one idea. There's no elaboration, so therefore it only starts with a bracha, and it doesn't end with a bracha. On the other hand, continuing on the braisa again, the bracha smucha lechaverta, a bracha which is very, very close to the prior bracha, and Rishbam gives, for instance, throughout the whole Shemoneh Esrei, we start off Shemoneh Esrei with a baruch baruch ato Hashem, and the first bracha ends baruch ato Hashem Mogen Avram. So it starts with a baruch, ends with a baruch. But right after that, ati gibel olam Hashem, and then until the rest of Shemoneh Esrei, we never start with a new baruch ato Hashem. We only end off each time baruch ato Hashem chay nadas, baruch Hashem roitz v'shuva, etc. But we don't start off with a baruch, because each one of these are brachas esmuchas achaveta, and therefore they are relying on the previous bracha of the bracha right before it. As well as bracha chronish and bekriyishma, bracha chronish and bekriyishma is also now l'choyah. That should be also a bracha hasmucha lechaverto. The reason why it's not considered to be a bracha hasmucha lechaverto, says Rishbam, for the obvious reason, because it follows kriyishma. The bracha that we're talking about is the mashal that we say in the morning, the yatz of the emes, the yatz of the nochem, the kain, the yosher, etc. So we don't start a bracha over there, even though that's called a bracha. We end off baruch ato Hashem gual Yisrael. Why don't we start with a bracha? Because that's next to the bracha, that's next to kriyishma. So why taka don't we start with a bracha? It's not a bracha hasmucha lechaverto. So Rishbam says, in effect, it is. And the reason is because Kriyishma is, in effect, the beginning of that bracha of the Yatzim and Achayim, by the fact that the Emes is shared by Hashem Lekechem Emes, and then Emes v'Yatzim and Achayim. Because as we all know, in the Torah, it doesn't say Emes. We add on the Emes, because the Gemara says, Masechtas Brachas, as Rishbam says, Hashem Lekim Emes, it's a pasuk in Nach, with a pasuk specifically in Yirmiyah, Capital Yud. So when we finish off Ani Hashem Lekechem, we say Hashem Lekechem Emes, just like it says in Yirmiyah. As a result, now Kriyishma and the whole last bracha of the Emes, the Yatzim, the Nochem, the Kayim, the Yosher, now if you will, you merge it into one, and therefore the beginning of that bracha is now from Shema Yisrael, and Shema Yisrael follows right after Baruch Ato Hashem Oyev, etc., that we say right before Shema Yisrael. As a result, that becomes now the bracha smucha lechaveta. If you look at the Rishbam, the bracha achronish b'kriyishma, right? And then the startling, right?
Yes.
Halfway down the wide lines, bracha achronish b'kriyishma, avu pi she'ein bracha acheres l'male mena, she'hischa b'babaruch, that there is no immediate bracha right before it, she'arhiv se kriyishma, avu b'kein ein maschu b'babaruch. You know why it doesn't start with baruch? Chashvina lo bracha smucha lechaveta lo'oise she'lefnei kriyishma, Shari mechuber emes v'yatziv al soifah shel kriyishma. Look, in reading the bracha, shetzarach lusmech emes v'yatziv. Acher ani Hashem lekechem, you say emes. Ki lechiv Hashem lekechem emes. Hilkach ki chada birchos arich tadamia. From Shema until Baruch Atah Hashem Gaal Yisrael is like one long bracha, and it follows immediately after the Baruch Atah Hashem that immediately precedes kriyishma. So therefore it is a bracha smuch lechaveta after all. So why didn't we just say bracha smuch lechaveta? Because we need that explanation. Otherwise I wouldn't have known that bracha chreshe bekrishma is deemed to be bracha smuch lechaveta. But be'emes and it is, for the reason which Rishbam just gave.
So we don't count in Ohev Amo Yisrael.
Ohev Amo Yisrael is that itself, yeah, is a bracha which is a bracha smuch lechaveta.
Right.
That's the reason why it starts with a habas habarabba, right, habas
oilam. But that doesn't start for Shema. No, Shema, the first bracha is Shema itself, you say, is considered to be a bracha?
It's considered to be the beginning of the bracha of after Kriya Shema. In Masechtas Brachos, it says that in the morning, when you say Kriya Shema, you say Shtei Brachos Lefaneh, Liachas Lacharah. Shtei Brachos Lefaneh, that's the Yotze Or, which ends off Yotze Moirais. And then the next one is the Havas Oilam Havarabba, that ends off Oyev Am Yisrael. Perfect. What's the Bracha Lacharah? So we normally think of it as starting from V'yatze Menochem Mekayim V'yashar, or Emes V'yatze Menochem Mekayim V'yashar. We think of that as Bracha Lacharah. And says Rishbam, based on this Gemara, that really and truly Kriya Shema and that final bracha merge in a sense into what? It's, you can't say it fully merges, because then how could the Gemara say it's Achas L'Acharei? It's not Achas L'Acharei. It itself is the final bracha. But he means in a sense it's considered to be a merged bracha.
And it finishes with Gal Yisrael.
Right. So Shema Yisrael till Gal Yisrael is like one long, long bracha for purposes of our Gemara. For purposes of the brachas Mucha L'Chavit. So getting back to our Gemara and Nochamu, so that's why the first two are Yesh Mehen Shepriseach Mubarach Vein Chosim Mubarach. Those are the shorties. That is the Birchas HaPeiros and the Birchas HaMitzvos. And then you have the long ones, which are Chosim Mubarach Vein Apriseach Mubarach, because they are brachas Mucha L'Chavit, like we just had. Now the Brisa continues on. Va'atoiva Meitiv, which is the final bracha in benching. We don't mean the Hatoiva Meitiv when you have multiple wines, but we mean the Hatoiva Meitiv after you finished Uvnei Yerushalayim, and then Boinu Rechav Yerushalayim, Amen, and you start Baruch HaTov HaShem Mekinim HaKoylam HaKelavinim HaKinah HaDreinu. That's called Hatoiva Meitiv, because it says Hatoiva Meitiv in that bracha. That bracha is Peseach B'Baruch, as we know. It starts off Baruch HaTov HaShem. The Ein Lechoizim Baruch, it doesn't end. It ends off Al Yechasreinu, but it doesn't end off Baruch HaTov HaShem. So now the question is, it says the Gemara, it's kasha le'ula. What's shver on ula? The reason why we brought this, remember we started off the Brayis in Meisve. What's the kasha? We just got finished saying that ula, the Godel Hador, who paskined for himself and for his family and others, that you make just the shorty version of the Havdalah. Baruch atah Hashem lekinim echoylam ha'mavdom in kodesh l'chol, period. And you all remember how upset Brother Shai was at the beginning of the shir. Why didn't he finish off and then made a chasima and another bracha and all that? The concerns that Brother Shai had are the concerns of the Talmud. Kasha li'ula, says the first Rishbam down below. Kasha li'ula, shepasach b'baruch v'lechazim b'baruch. What type of thing is this? This shorty little amad mikorish v'chol. Well, except some modern Yiddish doesn't want to say the whole thing. What's going on over here? He doesn't finish it all. Amalachula, hanami kebirchas ha-mitzvahs damya. This baruch amad mikorish v'chol, havdala, in a sense, is like other birchas mitzvahs. In what sense? Because birchas mitzvahs my timer. What's the reason why we taka don't elaborate? Why don't we have a second bracha at the end? Mishum dehoidohi. Hanami Haidohi. Now when the Gemara uses the expression Haidah, which normally means, of course, thanksgiving, it's not really thanksgiving, it's more that it's a very short, brief, to the point type of bracha. See, look at the Rishbam down below. Hanami Haidohi. Ve'ein ba hefsik dover acher. There is no other filler or any other thing that we get kind of detoured about. Lehefsik tchina, lehefsik ritzoi. It's not like other brachas that we say tchina, we throw in a bakasha to Rabbi Yishloim, or a kodesh boko, there should be oil the rots in the fun of. There's no such thing. Hilko pasiv soks and tzagi, therefore it's just that short, birchas ha-mitzvahs, 1, 2, 3. Veleidomi lebirchas kiddush lemashal, shetzorach lesaper b'shevach, Shabbos, we have to talk about Shabbos, how special it is, and zeich lemasa b'reishu, zeich letziz mitzroim, kibanu v'chai, agan zishtikl toira, we say in the parsha of Sishem, because we want to go and be Meshabeach Shabbos, and Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbos. O Bechas Yoytze Or, that we say in the morning, Sheyesh Bo Hefzik Tchina, Kegoin, Kodesh Baruch Hu Rachmecha Rab, Rachim Aleinu, Adonu Zaynu, Tzom Mizgemeni, and all those Lashonis, Kodesh Baruch Hu have Rachmanis. O Bechas Obeis, Yesh Bo Divrei Ritzoi, Bechas Obeis, presumably is referring to the first Bruch in Shemon Esrei, where we end off Mogen Avram, but we start off with the Obeis, Ke Avram, Ke Yitzom, Ke Yaakov, Ke Leit, Avinu, etc. Anyway, so Bechas Obeis, Yesh Bo Divrei Ritzoi, that we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu for all the things that we ask for. Since it's so much lengthier, because it's not succinct and brief, just with one thought, but rather we're adding all these tchinas and ritzoy and rachman and all the rest. So that's why you start off and that's why you end. But just like by your regular brichas and mitzvahs, which are to the point, or laniach tefillin, or al natilas lulav, same thing over here. Succinct.
That's circular reasoning, because the reason is succinct because it's short. And the reason is short because it's succinct. It's not.
Understood. But there, those other brachas, it's appropriate when you're talking about Shabbos to go and talk and elaborate about the shvachim of how great Shabbos is. It's appropriate when you're talking about Yoytzer, Kadosh Baruch Hu creates every single day in Mechadim B'chol Yom Tov and Maaseh Breishis by putting the light, giving us the sun and the moon. So therefore, we're saying Kadosh Baruch Hu now throughout the day have Rachmanis on us and make sure that we do your mitzvahs and that we don't err. And even if we do Chas V'Shalom, have mercy and compassion. So those are Me'ein HaBracha. It fits in nicely that we would go and insert those types of additional requests. However, when you're just making a simple bracha, I want to go and put in my tefillin now, I put in my tzitzis, that wouldn't be appropriate to go and insert it and make a long bracha out of it. He say it succinctly. Same thing, Amad Mikosh L'chol. Rabbi say, have a wonderful, beautiful Shabbos, and yet Shem, Sunday morning, we will be learning at
8:10.
8:10. 10 past 8.
And there is no Motzei Shabbos here because of